To be serious for a moment, I never envisioned that I would make it to the year 2018. I'm glad I did, and it's nice to look back over the last 75 years and marvel at the changes. Like many of you from my generation, I don't feel like I'm 75. The mind tells me that I'm much younger. The body, however, tells me different. I always look forward to each new year and pray that we still have time to turn our country back from liberalism and socialism. At a time when our country is $20 trillion in debt, we have the liberal democratic element demanding more for legal and illegal immigrants at the expense of American citizens in need. Liberal Democrats like Pelosi and Schumer pretend that Trump's new tax plan will kill people and bring on Armageddon. They claim that the new tax law might, mind you, increase our debt by $1.5 trillion over 10 years. Where were these same demagogues when Barack Obama, with the help of Pelosi and Schumer, was running up $9 trillion of debt in just 8 years. They protest that the corporate tax cuts are permanent, while the individual tax cuts only last for 8 years or so. First of all, the corporate tax cuts are meant to free up money for corporations to expand and provide more and better paying jobs. Even so, nothing is permanent. Congress can always change that law, and if allowed back into power, the Liberal Democrats would change it. Their lies about the corporate tax cut being permanent are simply lies. Next, by law, Congress had to put a date certain on the end of individual tax cuts, but that surely does not mean that Congress, at that time, cannot extend the individual tax cuts. Even a blind person can see the hypocrisy of a party led by Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Every effort by President Trump to enact his agenda, the agenda the people have elected him to fulfill, is met with mean-spirited hyperbole from the left. At some point, even the most ardent Democrat has to recognize the insanity put forth by Pelosi and Schumer. Still, all 48 Democratic senators vote in lockstep with these two despotic leaders of the House and Senate. Not one Democratic senator expresses a mind of their own. Why? Because they're being held captive by the far left, who will strip them of their chairmanships of committees or ban them from committees altogether if they step over the Democratic red line. They are threatened with the party running a candidate against them in the next re-election primary if they don't toe the line. I understand that pressure, but when not even one of them will stand up to the bullying, it tells you how far out of touch the Democratic Party is from average, ordinary Americans. I'll speak more on this next Monday, but consider that Trump allowed his military generals to pursue and eliminate the Islamic caliphate that Barack Obama had allowed to grow and prosper. That meant that in 1 year, just 1 year, the caliphate was on the run. They lost their hold on the vast territory that they had held under Obama. Trump had promised to do that. But even the most optimistic of us thought it impossible in just 1 year. Yes, there are still Islamic extremists in our country and across the world, but they no longer hold captives in territories they once ruled. They no longer have access to oil revenues or the captured banks that they were looting. They are an endangered species and will in time be decimated. Remember, the Democrats told us that Trump's ideas about ISIS and the caliphate were phony, and they told us his plans would not work. Today, they simply move on to other negativity and hope that the American people will forget their false narratives about Trump's agenda to destroy the Islamic caliphate. I won't forget it, and neither should any patriotic American. As 2017 dawned upon us, the Democrats, led by zealots like Pelosi and Schumer, demanded a special counsel to investigate their claims of a Trump-Russia collusion. All year long, the special counsel, Robert Mueller, and his hand-picked team of investigators ran through millions of tax dollars searching for evidence of Democratic claims. His hand-picked team of investigators was filled with pro-Hillary, anti-Trump individuals who had either worked for the Clintons or donated money to the Clinton campaign and the Democratic Party. They were hardly a group of people searching for truth. And yet, these biased investigators discovered not one shred of evidence to prove the claim of Democrats about a Trump-Russia collusion. Mueller's witch hunt did find a couple of individuals who had worked for the Trump campaign and who had tried to enrich themselves with Russian connections, but none of them were authorized to do so by Trump, and none succeeded. Meanwhile, it was discovered that Robert Mueller was good buddies with the former FBI director James Comey, who had engineered a cover-up of Hillary Clinton's lies and corruption, and even wrote a letter freeing her from conviction before he had all of the information or had even interviewed Clinton herself. Comey and Justice Department head Loretta Lynch conspired to get Hillary off the hook she had hanged herself on. Even while Hillary Clinton was under investigation by Lynch's Justice Department, Lynch allowed Hillary's husband, Bill, onto her private plane in Phoenix. Lynch commanded that all the other people leave the aircraft, which left her and Bill Clinton totally alone. The two of them then tried to convince the American people that they just shot the breeze about golf and grandchildren. The excuse was so lame as to be laughed at, but the mainstream fake news media refused to investigate this clandestine meeting or to call Lynch and Clinton to account. Remember, this meeting was supposed to have been in secret. Nobody was supposed to have known about it. The mainstream media didn't try to find out about it. It was a local Phoenix, Arizona reporter who saw Clinton going on to the aircraft and exposed it. And just a few days after Bill Clinton met privately with Lynch, the FBI and Justice Department ended their investigation of Hillary Clinton. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to deduce that Bill Clinton let Loretta Lynch know that if Hillary went down, Lynch, Eric Holder, Barack Obama, and a host of other Democrats would be brought down as well. The plan worked, and Hillary escaped scot-free. That was then, and this is now. New evidence is turning up almost daily to expose the giant cover-up of Hillary Clinton and to show that career Democrats tried to overthrow the 2016 election in many devious ways. Ironically, while no evidence of a Trump-Russia collusion has been proven, there is evidence appearing to show a tie between the Clinton camp, the Democratic National Committee, and Russia. Democrats will never learn that when you open a can of worms, you'd better have clean hands. Theirs was dirty, and the truth is slowly coming out. So here's my question for Democratic voters. Once you see the depths of corruption in this party, as we see now, do you really want to be a part of it? You don't have to suddenly become a Republican. You can become an independent, as I did years ago, and stop supporting the party of Pelosi and Schumer. When President Trump got his new tax plan approved by Congress, the two attack dogs of the left, Pelosi and Schumer, ran to the TV cameras to predict doom and gloom. Pelosi said it would bring on Armageddon. And the Democrats in Washington said that people would die because of the tax cuts. That's the same old tired rhetoric they trot out every time something is proposed by Republicans. The truth is that this new tax plan will not just be good, but great for the American economy. It is certainly not perfect, but it's a giant step forward. Now, next Monday, I'll reveal the facts on how the plan works, and you'll hear for yourself why I say it's good for the country. I am convinced that career Democrats tried to overthrow the American election system. I am convinced that James Comey, Loretta Lynch, and the Obama administration colluded to free Hillary Clinton from the ditch she had dug for herself to overthrow the 2016 election. With all of the smoke surrounding Hillary Clinton and the Uranium One gift to Russia, the millions of dollars that flowed into the Clinton Foundation after Russia acquired 20% of America's uranium supply, ask yourself why the liberal, mainstream, fake news media has not launched an investigation to prove or disprove that there is smoke around Clinton, and where there is smoke, there is fire. There is no evidence that Robert Mueller's band of merry men have any interest in Clinton's schemes. Consider that the senior FBI agent, who was removed from Special Counsel Mueller's investigation this year, referred to Donald Trump prior to the election as an idiot. How impartial can such a person be? Peter Strutz was a counterintelligence agent who helped run the investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, and he expressed a clear preference for Hillary while leveling expletive-laden insults against Trump and Republicans. The disclosure of 375 text messages between Strutz and his paramour, FBI colleague Lisa Page, exposed his blatant bias. Here was one of Robert Mueller's hand-picked investigators who had no respect for the truth or the law. On March 4, 2016, a Strutz text refers to Trump as a loathsome human. Strutz also texted Page the following: "God, Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to zero." In a June 12, 2016 text, Strutz referred to the bigoted nonsense of Trump and how a lot of people were holding their breath hoping for Clinton. There were more than 375 biased texts discovered. At one point, Strutz said that they could not depend on an honest vote in the election. They had to insert an insurance policy to prevent a Trump election. Remember, this was supposedly an impartial investigator who Mueller had appointed, but who was anything but impartial. That insurance policy he spoke of was apparently the collusion of the Clinton camp, the DNC, and the fake dossier that the Clinton camp paid for and used against Trump. They knew it was a bunch of lies, but they used it anyway. The question now is whether that dossier of lies was used to secure a warrant. If so, it appears it was. There will be a scandal so big that the liberal fake news media will not be able to hide it. Now, any one of us is entitled to think what we will about Trump or Clinton. But when it is a member of the FBI who is supposed to be an impartial investigator, it strikes at the very heart of American freedom and liberty. All of this stinks to high heaven. And if we had an impartial media in this country, anymore, the truth would have already been discovered. So ask yourself today, if you want to be associated with a political party that includes people like Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Peter Strzok. I have qualms about Republicans too, but they pale in comparison to the obvious corruption of today's career Democrats. Power and the greed for power is what drives these hypocritical demagogues. The country be damned. Now, looking back on 2017, I can't help but make the observation that a true patriot has to be angry. But 2018 is now before us, and it is my hope and prayer that this new year will bring with it an enlightened public awareness of truth. We have to take off the rose-colored glasses that served us well in decades past, but which have been clouded by devious politics in Washington. See things as they really are. Stop following either political party blindly. Demand a more ethical media and an end to the fake news and play on words the media uses to distract us. It is my great hope that this new year, 2018, will see each of you in better health, and that the world which has been at the door of the wolf, rather, which has been at the door of many poor and middle-class Americans will be chased away by the new tax code that puts more money into the pockets of working people and frees up the tax burden that has caused so many of our corporations to ship jobs overseas. Don't believe what you hear from either side of the political divide. Let 2018 be the year when you see for yourself whether the Trump agenda is best for America or whether or not Armageddon is upon us as Pelosi screeches. My bet is that 2018 will see a great revival of hope and prosperity in our country. That is, if the naysayers don't derail the economy for their own selfish motives. Happy New Year, everybody, and may God bless America.